Good morning. Welcome to Shattering Mess. I'm Yada. Each weekday here on GCN, we strive to expose the destructive and often deadly myths that are associated with religion and politics, patriotism and the media, with military and economic schemes. Instead of merely presenting the news, our mission here is to understand what is actually occurring while predicting how these events will shape our world. Then during our second hour, we're going to engage God on His terms through evidence and reason, since His is the lone sane voice in an exceedingly disgusting world. Our phone number, if you'd like to participate in this discussion, is 877-300-7645. A Catholic website has posted a gruesome video claiming that it shows a Syrian rebels beheading a monk. This is from CNN. No, that it doesn't claim. I've watched the video. I watched it this morning. It is amongst the most repulsive things I have ever seen. And I have witnessed many Islamic beheadings, posted many Islamic beheadings on the Prophet of Doom site. I encourage everyone to watch this. I encourage you to have your children watch this. Of course, CNN didn't post the video. Now, they couldn't post the video without destroying the whole mythos of their political correctness mentality and their tolerance regimen. But you need to see the video. You need to see what Islam does to people's minds, their souls, their hearts, their character, their behavior. Three men. No, look like they're in their mid to late 30s. Might be as old as 40. Could be a little younger. They're shown on their knees. Their hands are tied behind their back. There's a crowd stationed around them. When the cameras pan back, and many people are photographing this with their smartphones, when the crowd cameras pan back, it looks like there are several thousand people that are gathered. It is a mixed group. You can see that the men that are at the center of it are armed. They're dressed like we see so many of the pictures of the quote-unquote Free Syrian Army. They're not Free Syrian Army. They're Islamic jihadists. They're Sunnis, armed by Saudi Arabia and Qatar via the United States. The three Roman Catholic priests that are being beheaded by the crowd, and it's the crowd is not just the armed rebels, the jihadists. It's comprised of very young children who get a front row seat, women, and just ordinary folks. Thousands of them, as I said. The reason that they are being killed, of course, the commentary in Arabic is because they violated the law of Allah, and according to the Sharia of Allah, it is their duty to cut off these men's head. What these men are accused of course, is aiding the Syrian government. Well, of course, they're aiding the Syrian government. Moron. It's because they recognize how savage the rebels are. And if the rebels prevail, that every Christian will suffer the same fate. That's why this needs to be viewed by everyone. When your government says that it is on the side of the Syrian rebels, you ought to despise your government as much as you despise Islam. If you do not despise Islam, if you do not despise your government, then I'm here to tell you your moral compass is broken. You have become grotesquely immoral. Actual crime that these men lost their heads over, and this is not a beheading like I have seen so many perpetrated in Islam in the past. No, these jihadists that are leading the rebellion in Syria are a special kind of savage. They didn't use the large, heavy, Islamic sword, the one that is depicted in so many of the logos of the Islamic jihadists, cross swords, showing that Islam is propagated by jihad and killing, that you either submit to Islam or you lose your head. No, it wasn't one of those large swords. This wasn't like a guillotine. This was not a the killing of in a sense, if there is such a thing as a civil killing. No, this is not that. These are 5-6 inch knife blades, apparently quite dull. And with the men's hands tied behind their back, they saw at their throats. It takes over a minute, 2 minutes, for them to saw through their throats while these men die in agony. Their crime was that the rebels have become rapists. They're raping every woman in sight. And they saw the nuns and thought, well, perfect. Allah made them for them. And so the monks were trying to slow down the savagery of the rebels, trying to protect the women from being raped. There's a sidelined article from CNN. You can click on it, and it speaks of the child brides as a result of the Syrian conflict. 12, 13-year-old girls. They're being married off, mind you. There's no ceremony. There's no marriage. For protection. You see, the rebels and those that are surrounding the Islamic refugee camps are raping the women with such frequency, and in Islam, if a woman is raped, she is the criminal. The family loses all honor. The family must kill their daughter if she is raped to regain their honor. And so these young children are given off to the savages that are roaming these Islamic refugee camps, so that their daughters aren't raped, that they are molested only in these trumped up marriages for protection. They give away their daughters to keep from being raped themselves, women do. I mean, folks, it is a savage video. The video, you can find it if you were to Google the following. Live leak, Syrian rebels beheads bishop. Live, LIVE LEAK. Syrian rebels, it's beheads, I don't know why it's plural, bishop. Google it. Watch it. Listen to the screams of Allahu Akbar. Look at the religious fervor as they begin hacking at the men's throats. I know it's repulsive. I know that particularly for women and for children, it would be extremely unsettling. But unless we are aware of how savage Islam is, and unless we come to hate it, to despise it, to be opposed to it, and this will happen here. It will ultimately happen in your neighborhood. There are things which we need to hate. There are times when strong emotions based upon reality are important. Now, I don't want someone to watch it and say, we've got to go off and kill Muslims. No, that's not the purpose. What I want people to watch it so that they know that Islam is despicable. That their government, their professors, their religious clerics, their media are universally lying to them about the nature of this religion. You need to watch it. This is unlike the beheadings that took place in Iraq and Afghanistan upon the American invasion, where a small group of 2 or 3 individuals, 4 or 5 individuals, all men, all in front of a video camera with no audience, cut off someone's head and do it quasi-mercifully as the person begs for their life. Now, this is done in front of thousands, an entire community, all of which embrace the carnage. We have Larry on the line. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Could I ask, why do you suppose it is that the U.S. government is backing these rebels? And why do you suppose with 33 million people in the street in Egypt, they're backing the current regime in Egypt? Do you have any idea? I mean, I'm at a loss.
I don't understand
this at all.
Why indeed? It's the reason.
This is
amongst the most repulsive 5 minutes you can spend in your life. You need to do it, ladies and you need to do it. You know, we use so many words to try to explain how savage Islam is. How so long as we tolerate Islam, then we're being merciless to its victims. And yet our government aids and abets these people. Our president speaks of how wonderful their religion is. And yet, here in Egypt, we're on the side of the fundamentalist Muslims. In Syria, we're on the side of the fundamentalist Muslims. Look at Iraq. Because of the American invasion of Iraq, the Christian population was decimated, just as it will be decimated in Syria. You know, it was sad, I heard in the news this morning that the Statue of Athena, known as the Statue of Liberty, is going to be opened for the great celebration of America's birthday. And you'll have, no doubt, millions of Americans watching fireworks behind the Statue of Athena singing God Bless America.
Wow.
To the Statue of Athena. Oh, but that's not what it means to me. It means a liberty. Liberty from what? I mean, liberty from whom? Your government? Liberty from the pagan goddess Athena? And it's just despicable. I can tell you why the answer is, Larry. Because the average American is ignorant, irrational, immoral, apathetic. And so those that have been elected to lead this country are despicable. That's why. Hello, welcome back to Shattering Myths. I'm your host, Yad. I'm a little taken back by the video that I watched this morning, one that I would encourage others to watch. Yes, it'll mess up a good part of your day. There is but yet it's something that we need to do. You know, being ignorant isn't helpful. You know, there's a reason that God asked us to walk away from religion, to separate ourselves from politics. Both are at play here. It's a religion that caused people to celebrate savagery, the murder of those of a different religion, celebrating it while screaming praises to their God. I mean, literally, as immoral and as grotesque as human beings could possibly be, all while shouting out that Allah is greater. Oh, it's just stunning. The image in the video that is the most haunting to me was there's a, I would assume, about a six-year-old boy standing next to his brother. And he's been pushed up to the front row. He's standing maybe a foot away from two of the bodies that have been beheaded, and they've taken the bloody heads, and they've set the heads on top of the bodies that they've cut off. And the knives are there, and the men are all standing there still screaming, Allahu Akbar. And you see the close-up of the boy's face, and he's just looking around trying to take it all in. You know, here's everyone. Here's everyone in his life that means something to him. You know, his mother's there, his father's there. The people that are fighting for the cause are there. His imam is there. He has just witnessed the most savage beheading and people just in frenzied celebration of cutting off a man's head while he screams in agony. And this child is just trying to soak it all in. What does this mean? What is it that I have just witnessed? It's why God hates religion so much. What chance does that child have of having a productive life? What do you think the odds are that boy grows up to become a jihadist and that he will participate in the Magog War? Virtually certain.
Probably.
Yahweh told his children as they were coming back into the promised land after having been treated as slaves and savagely by Egypt. He said, "You know, I want the people that are in my home killed. I want them killed. They're savages just like this. It's like rats with bubonic plague. If you go in and you allow them to live, they're going to kill you. This is what you're going to get from them if you don't wipe them out." It would be like a father today buying a home for his family and recognizing that that home is infested with rats with the most deadly of diseases and saying, no, don't worry about it. You just go right on and don't worry about the fact that the moment we move in, we're as good as dead. Religion finds its host in people. Now, God's telling his people to rid his home of this religious disease is one thing. He said that, as you could witness by watching what happened in this video, he says their perversity, their iniquity, their guilt was so full that there was no hope for any of them. They were all going to die anyway. Now, it's different with God. He gave them life. He created this world. It was his home. He had a story to tell. He wanted his children to thrive. And those religious individuals that had been poisoned were to him no different than a plague, that a bubonic plague infested rat would be to us. He does not ask us to rid the world of religious people. He was just this one time in this one place. So we don't have that opportunity, should not take that ever upon ourselves. But we can oppose this religion by standing up, by no longer being ignorant, by watching films like this, by coming to understand the true nature of Islam. Read Prophet of Doom, the most comprehensive, best documented, most chronological and contextual presentation of what is known about Muhammad, who was a savage just like these men. And then oppose it with words, with evidence and reason. Larry, I'd love for your comments as soon as we return from the commercial break at the bottom of the hour. Please share your thoughts on what we ought to do to rid this world of this horrible scourge. I'm Yada. This is Shattering Myths. We'll be back in a moment. Well, welcome back to Shattering Myths. There is a horrible consequence of tolerating religion, of a far worse consequence of actually participating in religion, aiding and abetting it, supporting it. But there's also a horrible, horrible consequence of just tolerating it. Just as there is horrible consequences of being patriotic and political, supporting one's military, horrible consequences. And that's what we witness in this. If we don't stand up, bow our back, say, this is wrong, we're opposed to this, we're not going to tolerate it, when our government, not going to at least stand by idle and quiet, when our government provides weapons to these savages. Somewhere along the line, either more Americans are going to shed their ignorance, going to embrace morality, going to start being rational, and are going to have the courage to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. Or we are going to find the same kind of savagery occurring right next door, maybe in our own homes. Larry, I wanted to hear what you have to say about this. Then we have Steve. He also has a comment. He's calling in from Washington.
Well, I wish I had an answer for you. I mean, I've witnessed far worse videos than those. I saw one where they had an 8-year-old, probably eight or nine, anyway. He actually took the head off the enemy. It took him almost 20 minutes to do. You know, when we see a government supporting things, we should expose it, we should condemn it. And that's what should be done with all religious activity. It should be exposed and condemned. And I think I will puke the next time I hear somebody say, God bless America, especially if they're a political actor. Because let me tell you, Yahweh in no way endorses anyone who's behind such activity. Since they take... Our government supports this group that's out doing this kind of activity, and it flies in the face of any decency, morality, or reason. It's got to be stopped. And if people don't want to stand up and stop this nonsense, then it's only going to get worse, and that is where we're really going, to the point where it's only going to get worse. Now, I'll shut up.
Larry, I'm not going to debate with you as whether that's the worst video I've ever seen in terms of the actual brutality, but it is the worst I can recall in terms of the overall scene. Because of the size of the crowd, the fervor of the crowd, the nature of who was being killed, why they were being killed, and just to see what religion does to individuals in this kind of situation, the totality of it, how they're so calm before it and get so religiously riled up in rage in the midst of it, and then to see that boy's face.
I'll add this. There seems to be some fascination with dead bodies in that goddamned religion.
Yes, there is. Oh, there is.
Carrying around dead bodies, taking pictures of dead bodies, just going, wow, a dead body. I think they have sexual fantasies about dead bodies. I mean, I really do. I mean, I can't imagine being naked with dead bodies.
Well, you know, when Muhammad became a serial rapist, a pedophile, incestuous, when a man turns to women as something to conquer, and he turns sex into a conquest, abusing the little children, abusing the wives of men that you have killed and tortured, abusing the wives of relatives and incest. When a man does that and claims to seek for God and founds a religion based upon that kind of behavior, then there is probably no basement. There is probably nothing that they're not capable of doing that would be considered repulsive. That known, Steve, I know you called in from Washington about this Islamic beheading video. What's your take?
Well, that's a pretty horrific video, and I've seen a lot worse, too. Seems like they got a demonic fervor in the crowd that they get worked up into a frenzy, and it's just evil.
You see it, and it's the demonic and evil aspect of it. That's the part, I guess, that left me, almost speechless after I watched it. It's amazing to see evil that visual in people's voices and behaviors and attitude. But it is. It's just pure demonic.
There was a page on the Facebook, a lady from Australia, I believe, and her page was called Insult Muhammad. And she used to... put these kind of videos on there all the time, and I noticed just recently she wasn't on there, and this morning I did a search and I see that she's been banned. They banned her from Facebook. She did get pretty vile, all right, but
did she get vile, or the videos that she posted get vile?
Well, no, she got vile herself.
Okay.
Her being vile was nothing compared to the video.
I was just pointing out
the obvious.
clicked on the link. I clicked on the link, and it took me to an Islamic Facebook page. And
wow.
You talk about the little things we can do. I reported the page as being potentially threatening and violent. And if enough people report these pages, they will be banned from Facebook also. And that's one way to get rid of them.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that that Muslims spend a lot of time online, meaning an enormous amount of time online. And they work very hard to get any site that exposes the true nature of their religion banned. You know, we used to have relations with PayPal. Nah, no more. We used to have our books for sale on Amazon. No more. In fact, we've had to switch to cloud servers to even continue to host the Prophet of Doom site because Muslims routinely go after it. And it is, of course, pure hypocrisy. They've got a religion that is savage, a religion that inspires the worst kind of brutality, rape, kidnapping, slavery, and murder in just unimaginable ways. And yet, when someone tries to expose the religion and say, we really ought not tolerate this, that site is targeted by hosts like Facebook and others and say, nope, you can't speak poorly of a religion. That's not considered appropriate these days. And so, you know, it's like that Paul Weston video that we talked about a few days ago on Friday, where he says, you know, I'm going to tell the truth, and they're going to call me an Islamophobe, and I'll probably be banned and all sorts of things. I'll be called a racist. I'll be attacked personally. But why don't we just stop the kidding, and let's just tell the truth. This is a savage religion that operates both as a religion and as a political regime, and everything it touches, it destroys.
Its very nature is to take over the world. They say so. And by the way, most of the Western countries, because of political correctness, acquiesce to this ideology. In fact, you know, the Obama administration paid for the Constitution of Kenya to be rewritten. Desmond Tutu was involved in that, by the way.
Yeah.
Scumbag, in my opinion. But they went down and they rewrote this Constitution. And guess what they added into the Constitution of Kenya? You can't say anything negative about Islam.
There's a movement at the United Nations to also do the same thing, to make it illegal internationally to say anything negative about Islam. And the reason, of course, they must do that is because if you can't say anything negative about Islam, you can't tell the truth about Islam.
Right.
To tell the truth about Islam is to say that it is that the Quran is the worst book ever written. That it is a declaration of war on all mankind, that it is a terrorist manifesto, and that Muhammad was the most repulsive man who ever lived. Those are not exaggerations. That is the truth. And
you know, the magic word they're using, and what got Facebook to ban that page, was that they threatened a boycott.
Right.
And so when you threaten to boycott somebody, that's...
Right.
No, that scares people away.
Right.
And
Muslims are such prolific users of the internet. An Islamic boycott gets organizations like Facebook, it gets their attention. When Prophet of Doom was available in hardback and being sold in bookstores, Muslims got over 1 million signatures to have not only the book banned, but the bookstores that sold it boycotted. Yeah, and now, Prophet of Doom is a book that is the single best documented and most comprehensive presentation of what is known from the earliest Islamic sources about the foundation and formulation of the Islamic religion. It is a scholarly tome, And, yet,
by far the most accurate depiction of Islam on the planet. And if anybody hasn't read it, they need to go to prophetofdoom.com and they can read it. And they will find that what has happened is Yada has taken it and put it in its perspectives in a correct chronology of Muhammad's life, laid it out for you so there is no mistaking what Muhammad is saying or doing throughout all his rants in this Quran, which is nothing more than a bunch of threats about killing anybody that's not Islamic. That's really what it comes to.
Yeah, in fact, Steve, when I saw your name come up on the switchboard here, when I saw Steve and then Washington, I know you've called in before, so I knew this wasn't going to occur, but I was actually hoping to get someone to call in and say, you know, it's inappropriate for you to condemn an entire religion based upon the acts of a few individuals. Now, of course, this was not the acts of a few individuals. This was the acts of thousands of individuals. And they represent the Nusra Front, which is the largest rebel front fighting in Assad in Syria. They were officers in the largest jihadist group armed in Syria. But I wanted someone to say that because my response is no, I'm not. I'm just telling you this group is an honest manifestation of this religion. I condemn the religion based upon its founder. I condemn the religion based upon its scriptures. You know, read Prophet of Doom. It reorders the Quran chronologically and sets it into the context of Muhammad's life. It is the most repulsive, disgusting, violent, and deadly scourge ever conceived by humankind. Welcome back to Shattering Myths on another item in the news. The two top officials at the Vatican Bank have resigned as the Pope comes under growing pressure to clean up its finances. One of the things that has always been true about the Roman Catholic Church, all the way back to its indulgences, way back when you could pay a bribe to the Roman Catholic Church to have the Roman Catholic Church exonerate you of your sins. Boy, I want to tell you that didn't work out well for anybody that... But the Roman Catholic Church, who engaged in that practice, the Roman Catholic Church's finances have always been as corrupt as their sexual appetite for little children. And it has been well known that the Roman Catholic Bank, which I think they call the Works of Religion, which is a perfect name for it, that the Roman Catholic Works of Religion Bank has served to A, launder money for drug sellers, finance terrorism, typically Islamic terrorism, but also socialist terrorism in places like Central and South America, and that it is used for graft, for nepotism, and for enriching the families of high-ranking Roman Catholics. Well, last week, broker was relieved of his duty for having been caught in some significant malfeasance, and now a 64-page report detailing how the Bank for the Works of Religion, the Vatican's bank, has been involved in many suspicious activities, to use their term. Of course, the report at all will not be released. It's just like that 300-page red book that details the homosexual lobby in the Vatican that caused the last pope to resign. Now, they're not going to reveal their secrets because if you knew the truth about them, if you knew the truth about them, you'd no longer be a Roman Catholic, but that's not true. Most people who are religious, the truth never affects them. They just go right along the realization that Roman Catholic priests are pedophiles and that the church itself is into money laundering and stealing their funds for their own personal edification, that that wouldn't affect them anyway. But the article reads, the director, Paolo Cipriani, and his deputy, Massimo Tulli, resigned this week as Italian prosecutors continue a three-year investigation into the bank. So this is not being done by the Roman Catholic Church. It's being done by the Italian government, formerly known as the Institute for the Works of Religion. The investigation led to the arrest last week of a Vatican official, a financial broker, and a former Secret Service police officer over the alleged attempt to smuggle millions in cash into Italy, according to Rome's prosecutor. The Vatican made no reference to the arrests or investigation when announcing the resignations, but stressed the need to accelerate efforts to repair their bank's reputation. Yeah, it's all they care about is their reputation. Do they care about graft? No. Do they care about money laundering? No. Do they care about the fact that they're supporting the sale of drugs? No. Do they care that they're supporting terrorism? No. Do they care that they're perpetrating pedophilia on Roman Catholic children? No. They only care about their reputation, because it's their reputation which causes those checks to continue to flow in to the Works of Religion Bank. In May, the Vatican's financial watchdog agency issued its first ever report on money laundering in a move to improve financial transparency in the city-state. There is no transparency in the Vatican, never will be. The document from the Financial Intelligence Authority, that's really funny. So the group in the Vatican is called the Financial Intelligence Authority, showed six reports of suspicious activity in the past year. The 64-page report detailed how the Vatican is looking to reduce the bank's exposure to money laundering and the financing of terrorist activities. I read today also that President Barack Obama has responded to the outrage by European leaders, Italy, France, and Germany, as well as the UK, have all scolded the United States over realization that the United States is spying on the embassies throughout Europe. And so he scolded them and said, you know, they ought not be so concerned because they're doing the same thing. No, they're not. And he said, quote, I guarantee you that in European capitals there are people who are interested in, if not what I had for breakfast, but at least in what my talking points might be. What a delusional egomaniac. We'll return to Shattering Myths in a moment.